butterfly. From refugee to Olympian, my story of rescue, hope, and triumph by Yusra Mardini. Read for you by Lamis Isak. I swim before I can walk. My dad, Izzet, a swimming coach, just puts me in the water. I'm not yet big enough for armbands, so he removes the plastic grate from the gutter overflow at the pool's edge and plunks me into the shallow water underneath. "Here, move your legs like this," says Dad. He makes a paddling motion with his hands. I thrash my legs until I work out how to kick. Often, I tire myself out, and the water's lapping warmth lulls me to sleep. Dad never notices. He's too busy barking orders at my older sister, Sada. Neither of us chose to swim. We don't remember starting. We just swim. We always have. I'm a cute kid with light skin, large brown eyes, long dark hair, and a small, neat frame. I'm painfully shy, and I rarely speak. I'm only happy when I'm with my mom, Mervat. If she goes to the bathroom, I'll wait outside until she's done. If other adults try to talk to me, I gaze up at them in silence. Most weekends, we visit my grandparents in the city. My grandmother Yusra, who I'm named after, is like a second mother. I hide behind the long folds of her abaya, a floor-length fitted jacket, as my grandfather Abu Bassam tries bribing me with sweets to get me to smile. I never fall for it, so he teases me and calls me a scaredy cat. Sada is 3 years older than me and the other extreme. No one can get her to stay quiet. She's always talking to adults, even strangers in shops, babbling away in a made-up language. She likes to interrupt tea parties by standing on grandma's sofa and talking nonsense, waving her arms as if she's making a speech. When mom asks, Sada says she's speaking English. We're a big family. Mom and Dad have 11 siblings between them. There are always cousins around. We live in Sitt Zainab, a town south of Damascus, the capital of Syria. Dad's older brother, Ghassan, lives in the building opposite us. His kids, our cousins, come over every day to play. Swimming is the family passion, and Dad expects us to share it. All Dad's siblings trained when they were young. Dad swam for Syria when he was a teenager, but had to stop after being called up for compulsory military service. When Sada was born, he returned to the pool as a coach. Dad has always been a passionate believer in his own skill. One day, before I was born, he threw baby Sada into the pool to prove how good a coach he was. He wanted to show the others he could even teach his baby daughter to swim. Mom looked on in silent horror as he fished Sada out again.